This lunch that you had with Gene Simmons about a month and a half ago. I mean, was that anything more than just a lunch?
No, that's all it was, and I'm surprised. I'm really not that surprised. All the things that the fans are reading in between the lines about, pretty much. I hadn't spoke with Gene face to face since we did the VH1 Rock Honors.
Yeah.
I just thought it was time. Part of my sobriety and part of me healing and my cleansing process was to, confront people that, I've had falling out with. And, me and Gene have always had kind of a love-hate relationship. But, we had a great lunch, and I gave him part of the book. And, at the time, he saved my life from drowning and stuff. And
Right. Is that the only chapter you gave? Here, just read this part, Gene. Just the nice stuff. I mean, people were like, oh, he's going to rip Gene. You really weren't that bad in the book. You could have been a lot meaner to him,
Well, I said to Ed after the B.B. King show, I said, do you think I was too hard on the guys? And he goes, no, I thought you were really easy on them.
Yeah. Well, you were, but...
No regrets, too.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Gene Simmons' Family Jewels? Have you ever watched the show?
I've watched it a couple of times.
Okay, so this last season kind of focused on him getting some therapy and sort of maybe coming to realize how selfish and what a narcissist he kind of is. Do you think any of that was sincere, or do you think it was kind of just BS for the camera?
That's a tough call. But, I watched the show where we went to Israel. I was watching it with my fiance, Rachel, and we were laying in bed watching it. Yeah. I just want to go out, get up and give him a hug,
Well, that's the kind of guy that you are, Ace.
I'm definitely not as shrewd a businessman or as cold as a businessman as Gene is.
Yeah.